few more days to make it a 30-day retreat. Obviously, we're not spending a week, 7 days, on each of the four parts of the spiritual exercises. We will have finished, therefore, the first week with our last meditation. And now the second week, remember, is the life of Christ up to the Last Supper, which is the dawn of Christ's Passion. Our present meditation will be on the Annunciation. It is well to remind ourselves that the Annunciation is, first and most importantly, the Incarnation. And the Incarnation, which means enfleshment, in Latin, the word for flesh is caro, and the genitive is carnis. Consequently, the Incarnation is the enfleshment of God. God took on human flesh, assumed our human nature, and at the moment that God became man in the womb of his mother Mary, the history of the world has changed. So drastically has it changed that, well, even in India, or, say, Pakistan, or Bangladesh, people may follow another calendar among themselves. The whole world has accepted the division of human history into the before and the after. The before, God took on human flesh, which is called in English BC, before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord. Before we therefore look at the Annunciation, we should remind ourselves that Christianity is founded on this basic premise of our faith. God became man. God, who existed from all eternity. God, and hear it. God existed, we cannot count. How do you count eternity? Billions of years? That's meaningless. God never did not exist. God never began. But we believe this God, who never began, did begin what we call history. In other words, God created. And the moment God created, the verb to begin came into existence. Am I clear? Nothing began until God created. Then what God created out of nothing began. We are speculating how long the world of space and time existed before God then made human beings and they're scratching on granite. We do not comprehend, which means we do not fully understand. That's what comprehension means. Comprehension means full understanding. But we do know this, that and God decided, and God used his free will to bring the human race into existence. Again, we're dealing with mystery. And the hardest thing for human beings, and I mean this sentence, the hardest thing for human beings is to believe in the mysteries of their faith and admit they do not comprehend. And don't try getting your head against a stone wall. What is God, who existed from all eternity, began? That's what time means. Time we define as a measure of change. Until God created the world, there was no change. God never changes. Creatures do. That, by the way, is a good definition of a creature. A creature is a being that changes. Changes. What a change. From non-existence to existence. And sisters, this is bad English, but good theology. That's us. Talk about a change. In case you're not sure where you were, who you were, before you were conceived, ask your mother, "Mother, where was I? What was I before I was conceived?" Whatever your name before you entered the baby's life was, Emily. Don't be silly. Before I conceived you, you weren't. Zero. That's quite a change from non-existence to existence. Isn't that wonderful of God? Thanks, Lord. Well, this God who brought the human race into existence did not have to. God does not need us. But then, leave it to God. Having made human beings, he planned, that was his, well, his program for the human race. He wanted the human race to be perfectly happy. But, I repeat, leave it to God. God decided not to create human beings and, well, put them all into heaven.